This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Did we get the guest? We got the guest? I don't know if we have the guest. We're supposed to be joined at this time by Masad Ayoub. Do we have him? So we don't have him yet. Masad Ayoub is a writer and an instructor who has been, I've been reading his stuff since I was 13 years old when he was writing for Black Belt magazine. He doesn't like for me to remind him of that very often. But Masad is, one of the most, a lot of people use him for both expert witnesses and forensic examinations, and he goes around and does a lot of this kind of stuff that we're talking about tonight, looking at various things, and that's why I reached out to him today to get him on the show, simply because some of this stuff is way beyond my pay grade. Okay, so joining us now is Masad Ayoub. Good evening, sir.
How are you, Bill?
I'm doing good. I would imagine in the coming months that there will be a lot of people asking you a lot of questions over a lot of things going on right now. Whether it's some of these no-knock raid shenanigans or, what's happened in Georgia and now what we got going on in Minneapolis. What are your thoughts? And I know that some of your thoughts are going to be, we don't know everything yet. So I already know that coming in.
You just nailed it, brother. That's the universal answer. None of us can rush to judgment on either side of a case until we've heard all the details. We've all heard the saying, the devil is in the details. I go with what the great architect Mies van der Rohe said, God is in the details.
Right.
Whether it's the Arbery shooting, the current conflagration in Minneapolis, or any of several others, there are two sides to every story, and very often one side gets their story out first, then it becomes written in stone because they saw it on CNN. And even after the actual facts and evidence are presented to a jury and the demonized person is acquitted, it has, for months, maybe even more than a year, left the certainty in the public's mind that so-and-so was a guilty murderer and got off through some evil magic perpetrated by his defense lawyer.
That does happen often. Richard Jewell, Andrew Zimmerman, which I know they were both innocent, but, everybody was convinced about those guys, weren't they?
True story, brother. We all have to wait. One thing we have to remember, and it's a point I always make when I'm teaching attorneys at CLE classes, is every attorney in law school, every cop in the police academy was told, never try your case in the press.
Right. Okay?
No comment. It will all come out in court. And in the last 8 or 10 years, the paradigm has changed. When the accusing side is using high-powered, sophisticated PR techniques to demonize the defendant.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah.
If the defendant's side is not told, then the silence is seen as assent. The silence is seen as, the guilty person covering their head in a perp walk.
A lot of the stuff we see in the news, like with the Arbery case, has been either put out there by the defense or by the prosecution, hasn't it?
Yeah, the defense didn't put out much except the video. What you have from the other side is the family of the deceased. And I certainly understand their motivation. Their unarmed son has been gunned down by some people of another color. In an area that has a history of racial strife and going into the past, even lynching. They hired Benjamin Crump. Crump was the prime mover behind the Zimmerman case, the Ferguson case, etc. And he uses a very high-powered PR guy named Ryan Julison. And that was the team that, in the Zimmerman case, took a picture of Trayvon Martin when he was like 12 or 13 years old.
And, cute little kid, yeah.
Juxtaposed that with the ugliest picture they could find of George Zimmerman. And it created the meme that here's this innocent black child. Benjamin Crump kept referring to Trayvon Martin as a child. The guy towered over George Zimmerman. It was later discovered that he bragged to everybody about his street fights and all of that. And the kid was deep into thug life.
He was an MMA guy, too, wasn't he? But didn't he get involved in that?
Not in formal MMA, but he bragged about doing the ground and pound.
Ground and pound.
An MMA, a mixed martial arts technique where you pin the other guy down and then beat him senseless against the ground. Which is exactly what the evidence showed he was trying to do with Zimmerman. But all these years later, after a complete acquittal, the general public still sees Zimmerman as someone who got away with murder. They called him the white racist. And then somebody said, wait a minute, according to his driver's license, George Zimmerman is Hispanic. Oh, the white Hispanic. One of the bloggers did a computer search of one of our major newspapers, you know, going back to its entire existence, and determined they had only used the term white Hispanic for the Ferguson case. And that is, by the way, the same attorney who's representing the Aubrey family and the George Floyd family now. So obviously you can't say that it's a bad case because, you know, you're a little leery of the attorney who started the whole thing. But if that particular plaintiff's team told me that it was daylight outside, I'd go to the window and look. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know, I completely understand that. What I want to do over the next little bit is I want to cover a couple of things going on in this, and I know that there's not a whole bunch of answers because you are a specialist when it comes in gunfighting, it comes to self-defense, but we've got a bunch of mobs running around right now in various places, and it seems like the protest, if you will, is beginning to spread to other cities now as the media barrage continues on, and
it certainly is.
Yeah, and I want to get your take on some of this stuff, but I am going to ask you some questions that are going to be hypotheticals. So you know, it's all going to be dependent upon the perfect storm. I know enough about this stuff to know that I don't know everything that happened, but I also know that unlike the Ferguson case, for example, or the did the Ferguson case, did that police officer have a body cam on?
No, he was not issued a body cam, and because it was just a routine contact, the dash cam didn't turn on. The dash cam will normally turn on when you put on the emergency lights.
That was in the early days of that stuff. Now,
that was 2014.
Yeah, we're coming up on we're going to be going to break in a minute. Just a quick question. Police officers are really in a fishbowl now, aren't they?
Well, very much so. All of us who, you know, since the Rodney King thing, have told the cops, and frankly, I tell the general public now with the ubiquity of security cameras everywhere, live your life as if you're on videotape, because you probably are.
Yeah. Getting ready to go to the first break, Masad Ayoub, in addition to being a writer that I have read for, I'm not going to say how much because he'll beat me up for saying that it makes him feel old, he is considered one of the finest hand-to-hand armed combat people in the United States. Lots of people flock to his classes and take his stuff. What's the name of the website where you do all the stuff, the Backcountry one? Which one is that one?
Oh, backwoodshome.com.
Backwoodshome.com.
Click on blogs, click on my name, and you've got two or three blogs a week going back to about 2007.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Massad Ayoub. Massad, how would you describe what it is you do exactly? You do a lot of things. You got your hat rack must be quite impressive. You wear so many.
Well, I hung up the police hat a while ago. I retired from law enforcement after 43 years sworn, though I did all that part-time. What I've done full-time since the early 1980s is instructing in deadly force and judicious use of weapons. I've also been an expert witness in shooting cases and homicide cases since 1979. And that's probably what I'll be speaking from mostly tonight.
Yeah. When you were writing for Black Belt magazine, were you a sworn police officer?
For most of that time, yeah.
Yeah. You were very prolific at Black Belt. I don't know that anybody would have put anything out in that or Karate Illustrated, which I think was their sister publication at the time.
It was.
So, in any event, back to where we are. Now, one thing is definite, whether or not it's real or not, the riots that we have going on, those are definitely real. And
certainly so, and it's sad to see people conflating the protesters with the rioters.
I'm not, I've seen some of the protesters. I think the protesters are actually peaceful. My understanding is the protest is organized by Black Lives Matter, and I'm being told that is the peaceful part. Have you heard that?
I've been hearing that, and I've been hearing people pointing to Antifa as the provocateurs, if you will, of the arson and the looting.
So, given that the arson and the looting is occurring, besides trying not to get involved in that, is there any way, like, there's, you know, once it breaks out, I think it's pretty transparent that you shouldn't go there in that general direction. But what if you get caught out there? Have you ever had to approach a instruction syllabus trying to figure out how to tell somebody to defend in a mob?
Yeah, I tell them first, extricate. Plan A is to extricate. Plan B, if it looks like you're going to end up as the next Reginald Denny and be horribly crippled for life from a savage mob-inspired beating you've done nothing to earn, that it is a deadly force situation and it may be time to defend yourself.
And have you ever had to forensically break down any sort of mob situations where somebody did go to guns to defend themselves in that case?
I have been consulted on one or more of those, none that I went to trial with.
In the event that somebody were to do that?
Basically, my advice there would be, obviously, get out of the kill zone. But
right.
As soon as possible, hit 911. Call in, identify yourself, give your location. The history of it is the first person to call in is recorded as the victim complainant.
Right.
The person who flees and turns himself in the next day is seen as the fugitive, and the term in the courts is flight equals guilt. It's presumed that you left from what the courts call consciousness of guilt, and it really hurts you badly, and it creates a very uphill fight for your defense team.
And when you're on site and you're actually having to go to guns and you're in the lethal force situation, does the presentation of the gun and the firing of the gun, does that actually disperse the crowd, or are they typically just going to, does it become a numbers thing where they're going to try to rush the person? Does the gun disperse the crowd in some
cases? Interestingly, we have generally seen that they are not rushed. Generally, the crowd moves back. We've seen again and again and again, from the Rodney King riots to this one, the people who arm themselves conspicuously and stand at their stores, the mob tends to flow past them and light up somebody else.
That happened in Ferguson. That happened here in Minnesota. Or at least at some vape store it happened.
Yes.
It happened in Ferguson, I guess, when the Oath Keeper showed up, because there was only four of those guys, right?
That I do not recall. I do recall we have one case now in Minnesota. The pawn shop owner shot and killed one of the rioters, and we don't have the exact details. He apparently died on the sidewalk outside the pawn shop. And I've been told the pawn shop owner who shot him has already been arrested and charged with murder.
Right. Now, normally, I know you carry an array of pistols. In a situation like this where you might, you know, what's your typical carry gun when you're going to carry? And it's just, as far as you consider, it's what you would consider a normal sort of circumstance.
Normally I carry a service pistol with a small backup handgun. Today I'm carrying a Wilson Combat Beretta Compact 14-shot 9mm.
Well, that's nice, Mossad. That's a nice gun to carry. Is high capacity, or let me rephrase that, is standard capacity for the 9mm, which are now double stacks and fairly common out there, is that the, do you consider that the best way to go?
Well, if I believed I was going to face multiple opponents, certainly. The more opponents you're likely to have in the given threat profile, the more ammunition you're going to need to have immediately on tap.
The small backup gun, what is your small backup gun?
Generally a five-shot J-frame hammerless 38 special. And the reason is, over the years, I've seen a lot of cases where the backup gun saved someone's life, and a lot of cases where it might have saved someone's life, but they died because they didn't have one. It might be the bad guy's gotten your gun away, your gun has been hit by an opposing bullet and rendered inoperable, or something else. Might be your gun has run dry and you can reach the second gun faster than you can reload. I've never personally experienced any of those. What I have personally experienced multiple times, Bill, the crap hits the fan. There are two of you there who are capable of dealing with it, but only one of you happens to be armed.
Ah.
If you have a second gun, you can arm a trusted, competent partner with. It's, you know, we call it a backup gun. I think of it as spare equipment.
Right.
Another armed person who knows what to do and is competent, another competent good guy with a gun, that is backup. Two of you together can outflank, two of you together can triangulate, and two of you together can become more than the sum of your parts. Now, if I'm not sure who that trusted other is going to be when that crap hits the fan, if it's a retired New York City cop who's never been allowed to carry a gun with a manual safety, I'm not going to have time to explain to him how to work my caution lock 1911.
Hence the J-frame.
Exactly. If it's the same retired New York cop that's had to carry a double action only or strike a fired gun his entire career.
Right.
I'm not going to have time to explain to him, hey, you know this Beretta that I carry as a primary? After you fire the first shot, the trigger's going to stay back. That doesn't mean it's broken. That means it's working, okay?
Hang on for me. We're going to the break.
Anybody with a competent with a gun can safely handle a double-action revolver.
There you go. We'll be right back. We're talking to Masad Ayoub. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is issuing a citywide curfew for Friday evening after several nights of unrest, riots, looting, and protesters following the police-involved death of George Floyd. The curfew begins Friday night at 8 o'clock local time and extends until 6 a.m. Saturday. President Trump says he's keeping a close eye on the situation in Minnesota.
So we are working very closely with the Justice Department. We're working with local law enforcement. We're working with everybody, and we're speaking with the family. And hopefully everything can be fairly taken care of. I understand the hurt. I understand the pain.
The president also announcing that the United States' relationship with the World Health Organization is officially over. You're listening to USA Radio News. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says there will be no pressure in launching SpaceX's first astronaut crew from American soil in nearly a decade.
There will be no pressure. We will launch when we are ready. And I'll tell you, the president and the vice president were proud of the NASA team and the SpaceX team for making the right call for the right reasons.
The flight was scrubbed on Wednesday due to bad weather caused by a tropical storm off the coast. Kennedy Space Center Director Bob Cabana discusses the weather forecast for Saturday.
You know, obviously it's a challenge to compete with the weather here in Florida in the summer, but we're going to do what's right. So we're moving ahead, and it sounds like we got about a 50-50 chance with the weather again tomorrow, and we'll see how it works out.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is giving the thumbs up to outdoor professional sporting events in most of the state's 254 counties at 25% capacity beginning on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Lock and Load. And we are speaking this evening to Massad Ayoub. I saw something on a YouTube video, and this has been since I talked to you to line you up for tonight. I'm watching this thing on a guy named Frank Dukes. Do you remember that character?
Frank who?
Frank Dukes, the blood sport, the blood sport, the Kumite champion that they made the movie about with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I'm afraid I'm not familiar with them. I'm sorry.
Well, for some reason, they segued to Count Dante, and they flashed up your article.
him I was familiar with.
Yeah, I remember. The most dangerous man in the world. The world's deadliest man, whatever he was.
Oh, sorry, I knew him, and I saw him in the dojo, and the guy was a hell of a skillful fighter.
Was he?
He was.
I've seen video of him. He seems pretty quick.
He was quick. He was the son of a wealthy doctor who indulged him. And when he became interested in the martial arts in his early teens, the dad sent him to all the best fighting schools. John was different. He styled himself as an outlaw martial artist. But in
he got involved in some dojo wars, didn't he?
I'm sorry?
Didn't he get involved in some dojo wars? Wasn't there some incidents?
Yeah. Including the death of Jim Kontrovec in Chicago, yeah. Which was
old. Died a very young man. What was he, 36?
36, yeah.
36 years old. Anyway, the first byline I ever heard from Massad Ayoub was this article in Black Belt Magazine back in the 70s, which
yeah,
I think it's splendid. I think it's splendid you're still as prolific as you are today. Now, I've seen a bunch of stuff today online over various things where street cops are standing up or sitting in their cars and making little videos and posting them on Instagram or on TikTok saying, nobody subdues a criminal that way. And, you know, my presumption is that they are basically in a fishbowl. They're under a microscope. Everything they do, somebody's looking for the I that's not dotted or the T that is not crossed. How is there, like, is doing an arrest and subduing and taking control of a suspect, is that pretty much a uniform set of techniques they teach these guys? Does it vary from department to department, state to state?
Well, first, you never kneel on the neck unless it's a deadly force situation. You'd be kneeling, putting body weight on the shoulder, let's say. When you have a guy who is submitted and is not being combative, you don't want to leave him in the face-down prone position. That can lead to positional asphyxia. You would roll him over. You'd bring him into a seated position. If he became combative again, you'd, you know, put on leg shackles. So there's, I don't know of a single cop that I've talked to about it who was anything other than appalled by the way that was handled. Again, we've got kind of a gap in there. We've got the video of Mr. Floyd being led out by the officers from the building where he was arrested. And we have Mr. Floyd in the prone position with Officer Chauvin kneeling on him. We do not have what happened in between. We do not have what caused them to take him down into a prone position in the first place. That said, the kneeling on him for that period of time and putting weight on the neck is not protocol anywhere that I'm aware of.
Now,
Minneapolis, and particularly St. Paul, are among our better trained police departments. They're very highly trained. They're up to date. And I just can't think. I'm not saying there was no reason that he did it. We haven't heard the officer's side of it yet. But I cannot, if all there was presented to the jury was that few minutes, that 8 minute snippet, I would see no justification for it.
How long can, and I mean, this is going into your martial art background and your background is in law enforcement. How long can you put somebody in that kind of position where you, before you need to start worrying about what's happening with them?
In the martial arts, once you've got the guy in that position, the fight is pretty much over and it's
done. Yeah.
In a lateral vascular neck restraint, what's called in judo a shime waza, I've seen guys go unconscious at the instant of application, and the longest I've ever seen, if it was properly applied, was 16 seconds before they became unconscious. In that period, that was not, of course, a true lateral vascular. There was pressure only on one part of the neck. So there's a whole lot we need to know. I understand the autopsy was, I've heard the autopsy was finally released today, and I do not know what the results were.
That's going to be paramount to that case, isn't it?
It will, and so will the toxicology screen. And those generally take longer. They may have expedited it and may have it already. But what was in the guy's bloodstream? Were there any pre-existing conditions?
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera. We simply don't know. We don't know why he was taken prone in the first place.
I've read that he was, this all became a thing because he was accused of counterfeit or having a counterfeit bill or something. Do we even know if they found the bill? Was it even counterfeit?
I do not know. The first newspaper report said forgery, which was completely different from counterfeit.
Okay.
So we just don't know. There are people saying that the officer and the deceased had both worked for a long period of time at the officer's second job, working security at a private establishment. And whether there was anything personal going on between the two men, we do not know. Was there any proclivity on Mr. Floyd's part toward extreme violence that might have been known to Officer Chauvin? We don't know. And it goes back to what we said at the beginning of the show for those who came in late. Until we know everything, none of us can rush to judgment. None of us has a right to rush to judgment without the full information.
It is sort of the same. There's a lot of paralleling between this and the Arbery case, isn't there? Because there's a lot of people thinking that McMichaels knew Arbery or knew of him or something. You know, there's a lot of things with that we don't know.
Well, again, more is coming out on that too. It was determined that the senior McMichael, the one who was not involved in the shooting, the dad. When he was a district attorney's investigator, had worked on a shoplifting case that Mr. Aubrey pled guilty to, and would have had access to Aubrey's record, which included an arrest for illegally carrying a loaded gun when he was 17 years old, which would give him reason to believe I might be dealing with an illegally armed man. Now, the website insider.com.
We got about a minute left if you want to. Can you
real interesting article there from Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the major newspaper in Atlanta. Diego Perez, the neighbor who lived near the construction site, had contacted the McMichaels to tell them there was an intruder there, and this was February 11, 12 days before the shooting.
Right.
Travis McMichael, the one who wound up being the shooter in this case, at that time in that previous incident, had pulled up, confronted Mr. Aubrey in the yard, and said Mr. Aubrey, the man he identified as Mr. Aubrey, had reached for his waistband, and Travis McMichael had gotten spooked and went down the road, as Mr. Perez said. If that is true, that would have led Travis McMichael, the shooter, to have reasonably believed he might be dealing with an armed man and would
right.
account for him having brought a shotgun to the scene.
Hang on for me, if you would, one more time, sir. Masada Yub is a recognized authority when it comes to some of this stuff. He will be called to by various places, and for all I know, he'll end up working on some of these cases. He has done it before. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we have been speaking with Masad Ayoub. Are you on the road right now, or did you just get back?
No, I have been in lockdown like everybody else. We'll soon be going out to do the first class since beginning of March when the whole COVID-19 thing really hit.
For people that would be interested in training with you, which website would they go to sign up with you?
That would be MasadAyoubGroup.com.
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 John Adine is one up on me now, so I've got to figure out how to make that, at least get abreast of it.
John is one of my fourth-level graduates. He's a brilliant guy, and he's doing some great work for gun owners' civil rights.
Yes, he is. I like it. Plus, he's... he's really great to call whenever my hands hurt.
Yep.
He's good at that kind of thing. Now, we're going to see some stuff as this goes along. Is there any way for a Metropolitan Police Department to quell a riot of this type? Or is this going to be something where they're going to have to fall back and get defensive? I mean, they've already lost one precinct building in Minneapolis. And if this continues to spread, how dangerous could this get?
Well, I don't think fall back and let them destroy is going to work. It didn't work in Baltimore, and I don't think it's going to work in Minneapolis. I'm amazed that whatever body cam footage there is has not already been made public. Now, we talked earlier in the broadcast about the whole we don't discuss our cases in the press thing.
Right.
When the paradigm changed a few years ago, and the plaintiffs started doing real high-powered anti-cop stuff. Los Angeles Police Department, Las Vegas Metro, and some others developed the policy of within 48 hours, we're going to have a press conference, and we're going to say, look, here's what we know so far. Here is the dash cam video. Here is the body cam video. Here is video taken by a bystander on their cell phone and video from a security camera in a store near where it happened. This is what we know so far. The investigation continues. And every single time that has been done, Bill, it has quelled things. There has been no inflammatory rhetoric, no cities burning like Ferguson, like Los Angeles in 1992.
Right. So, this hasn't really had 48 hours, or we're just coming up on 48 hours. This hasn't had a whole lot.
4 days now, I think, since the incident.
Okay. So, is the mistake that they didn't come out in 48 hours and start doing things? And
well, the thing looks so bad on the 8 minutes. The officers are all instantly fired. I expect there may be more charges on the other officers as well. There's already a murder charge on the involved officer. So I think a lot of cops are going to see that as a rush to judgment. But at the same time, if all you've seen is, you know, those 8 minutes, hell, my reaction if I was on the jury would have been, if that's all the evidence, that's all you've got, I'd convict him.
Have you ever been involved? Have you ever been involved in any cases where one of those four officers that were present but not Derek Chauvin? Have you ever been in one of those cases where one of the officers got up there and sort of knocked the guy off of something or said, "Stop that"? Or
the Malice Green case in Detroit many years ago, the 1990s. Essentially, a guy on drugs violently fights one of the officers. Tries to grab his gun in the front seat of the patrol car. They are both horizontal in the struggle. The partner officer opens the front driver's door and takes his flashlight and smashed Malice Green, the suspect, in the head multiple times until he let go of the officer's gun. Malice Green died. There was rioting. There was civil disturbance. And when they went to trial, the second officer, the one who was simply struggling to keep hold of his Colt 38, except the guy couldn't kill anyone with it, wound up charged with manslaughter. Now, when I came in to testify, I was testifying for the second officer, the one who was initially attacked and had never struck the other guy. The witnesses were, it happened in a very bad neighborhood in Detroit, and most of the witnesses were crack monsters who said, oh yeah, we saw both the cops smashing him in the head with their flashlight. And I demonstrated in the courtroom it would have been physically impossible for Officer Budson, the one I was speaking for, to have raised and bludgeoned the way, you know, they were showing like a Cro-Magnon hitting you with a club. I was saying, for God's sake, you're in the front seat of a mid-sized Ford. The two of you are horizontal on the seat. There's no room to raise it. It would have dented the hell out of the roof, the inside ceiling of the car. And as you can see in the evidence photos, there was no such damage. Now, the judge in the case had originally agreed that there would be no allegation that failure of Officer Budson, the victim officer who was just trying to hang on to his gun, would be held against him for not stopping the other officer who did the strikes to the head, which, frankly, I thought under the circumstances were justified anyway. He had also tried to grab that officer's gun. And both officers wound up being convicted of manslaughter because at the end of the trial, the judge allowed the argument in closing argument when it was too late for the defense to argue that, well, if you don't believe that Officer Budson hit him in the head with a flashlight, you should at least convict him for manslaughter because he didn't stop the other officer from doing it, as if he could have while he's struggling with the man to maintain control of his gun. And he had right. never struck a blow to the guy. And he wound up being convicted, which I thought was an absolute perversion of justice.
Do they make holsters nowadays to wear?
But these are both plainclothes officers.
Oh, okay. Well, so they wouldn't be retention holsters. They'd be more of a comfort holster.
At that time in the 1990s, the plainclothes guys, the most you had was a thumb brake safety strap.
Yeah. That is so. This is going to be as we watch all of this unfold and everything. This is going to be would you call this a tense time that we're in for?
I think you won the understatement of the night award in American radio, Bill.
You think so? Well, I was competing for that one. I was nominated for that. What do you think is the worst possible outcome we could have? I mean, there's so many things I could have had you on to talk about. Like, I've sort of expected some things to get sort of hot in the COVID-19 panic, and so far it hadn't happened. I was a little worried with the Tyson guy when he got out there and said, there's going to be a food shortage. I was like, oh, gosh, here we go.
Well, that is all still a possibility. We are going to see more violence until society at its most basic level changes in this country.
Yeah.
We're going to see rioting, and we're going to see people fighting for their lives. We've seen one man who shot a rioter already charged with murder, and that will be a very interesting one for the private citizen, armed citizen sector to be following.
Yeah. I'm wondering, Bill, most of the time when I travel with something I call the kit. And it has an interesting array of equipment that I might bring to bear if I were in a really tight situation with a bunch of people. But I don't have the time to go into it because we're about to run out of time. So real quick, how do people, let's give out the Backwoods website, the training website, and anything else you can think of.
Sure, my blog is on backwoodshome.com. The main page will get you there. Click on blogs. The school, Masada Group, we teach all over the country, and you can get descriptions of the courses and locations and dates and all that at MASSADAYOOBGroup.com. I've got about 20 books out. Put my name in Amazon, and that'll get you to those. And any given month, I have articles in American Handgunner Magazine, Guns Magazine, and Combat Handguns Magazine.
He's the only man that I invite to my show that has a voice deeper than mine, too. So, thank you very much. I do appreciate it, and I will be in touch, and have a good weekend.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks for all that you do for the cause.
There you go. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.